This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
All right. Hello, shalom, shalom, and welcome to So You Think You Know Jesus. This podcast is a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. If you're ever in the vicinity, please stop on by. And until that day comes, you can catch our live stream every Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern Time in the U.S. Our website, myroic.org, is given again at the end by Amy. So I hope you are doing well today. We are fast approaching the end of season one. I don't know, we're mid-40s now in terms of episode. I think this season ends with 55, 56 because of the extra episodes we had in week one. But fear not. We will be back for a season two, but we're still several weeks away from that, so fear not. Today, our guest, we're going to title this Abundant in Mercy. And, you know, we think of the Lord in different ways, depending on our denominational or, you know, affiliated backgrounds that we grew up in or where we are. And sometimes the Messianic folk can be viewed, incorrectly by the way, but can be viewed as being, you know, super legalistic and kind of a harsher version of whatever, but that's really not the case. But I want to look at an example of a king you may or may not be familiar with. You know his dad, King Hezekiah, but Manasseh, however you want to pronounce it, is an interesting case study. If we go, if you go and you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 33 and you read that in its entirety, you hear how this king succeeded his father after he went to sleep with his fathers, as they say, the euphemism for he passed away or he died. And Manasseh was only 12 years old when he took the throne. That just boggles my mind. Just imagine in this country, in this day and age, some middle schooler all of a sudden becoming the president of the United States. And that's just a bizarre thought. But it's how it happened back in the day. And he reigned, I think it said, for 55 years, if I'm not mistaken. So from age 12 to age 67, this man ruled the nation. But it was not good. It says right out of the gate that he did evil in the sight of the Lord. His father, Hezekiah, you know, tore down the Ashtoreth poles, tore down the idols, and restored the rule of law, the Mosaic law, and the observances of the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Manasseh, with all of his 12-year-old wisdom, I guess decided that that wasn't good. And he went and reestablished all of the pagan garbage throughout the kingdom. And he did wickedly until the day where the Lord had enough. He had his fill of this wicked king. And he caused him to be taken into captivity, taken in hooks by the king of Assyria, I believe it was. Probably should have looked at it real quick before we went back here. But the point is beyond that, at any rate. The point is, as he is in prison, right, in captivity, then this king calls out not to Baal Peor, or not to Molech, whom he passed the children through the fire, not to the Ashtoreth, no, not even to the host of the stars and the planets in the heavenly realms. No, 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 no. When he finds himself in true trouble, what does he do? He calls upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that his father Hezekiah had trained him in, had taught him. See, the Bible says that if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart. That doesn't mean he won't go rogue or she won't go rogue. It doesn't mean that they won't have their prodigal seasons. It doesn't mean that they will be without sin, but it does mean that there is going to be that witness within them that they know. And for King Manasseh, luckily for his sake, all right, he came to his senses, granted in a horrible situation, but God blessed that. He forgave him, and Manasseh, when he was released, didn't go back and thumb his nose at God. He went and tore down the Ashtoreth. He removed the idols. He started to do the right things. Now, we know that the people continued to do wickedly in some cases, where they worshipped the one true God of Israel, but still incorporated some of those pagan practices. And that's kind of the problem of the church today. And maybe a topic for another time. Isaiah chapter 1, God rails against the children of Israel, saying that, you know, your new moons and your feast days, you know, are disgusting in my sight. Your incense is an abomination. Who told you, or rather your goats and your bulls and all these things that he had said that we ought to do, now it seems he has a problem with, only he doesn't. He's good with the things he told us to do the way he told us to do them. The problem is when they make it their own, right? And they start doing his things their way, that's problematic. And here in 2 Chronicles 33, we see that again. But the points I want to make abundantly clear is that God is bountiful in his grace and mercy. You know, he does have an end, right? It to that for us, and we ought not to trample upon it. We ought to tread lightly, and we ought not to assume that we will get away with it. All right, because we don't know. We don't know when our last breath will be taken. But Manasseh, in this situation, is an account that shows us that God is way more forgiving than you and I likely are. Certainly, I just speak for myself. You know, it's way more forgiving than I think I could be if I was in that role, right? But hallelujah, praise God, I am not, so we're all safe. But I just want you to think about that today. Raise your kids up in the way that they will go. When they're old, they will not depart. Because it's written in our hearts. Inherently, we know right from wrong. His word is written in our hearts. And when we train them up, something is going to stir in them. Something is going to nag at them. Yeah, you're doing wrong. Get back on the right path before it's too late. And that's something during this, the month of Elul here, as I record this, September 10th. This one will be airing on the 11th. You know, we've got about 11, 12 more days from the time of the airing of this, where we should be drawing closer to God. Don't, you know, wait till it's too late. Don't wait till you're taken away with sin. Now's the time to repent, make teshuvah, to return to his way and to draw near to him. And I hope that this episode is a reminder that whatever you've done, whatever you've messed up, It's not too late. Turn back while you can. Shalom.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.